I think it's really unfortunate that what happened on the nomination day is something that is not new. The violence against Bobi Wine and Patrick Amoria, we've seen the police acting very heavy-handed ways against opposition members many times, including early this year. And I think it sends a very bad precedent for the forthcoming campaign for the election about how opposition will be treated. And I think it's very problematic in that way.
Oriam, some opposition figures that I spoke with are expressing concern that we should expect more of such violence against opposition leaders and their supporters in the country. Is that the expectations of most Ugandans?
I think that most Ugandans are not going to be surprised if we see violence as meted either against the wider population or against the opposition members based on what has been happening in the last couple of weeks, as well as during the initial nomination period for the ruling party, which were very, very violent. Unfortunately, it seems like the election season in Uganda is going to be characterized by violence, which shouldn't be the case at all.
Usually there are accusations and counter-accusations, but why does this keep happening?
Well, at this point, oftentimes it's made that the opposition are not complying with COVID-19 restrictions, about the number of people who can be part of convoys and so on and so forth. And that's why the police react in a very heavy-handed way. In this particular case, during the presidential nominations, the argument was that the opposition wasn't following the requirements, and therefore the police had to arrest Bobi Wine. But you know, in the fashion that we saw, this video footage of the way that he was manhandled by the officials was extreme. The arrests are far too violent and arbitrary to really justify the reasons for them.
What can be done to ease this tension or clashes between the police and opposition supporters or opposition figures in Uganda ahead of the election?
And the truth is that Uganda has the laws, the regulations in place that prohibit heavy-handed action by the police. It's really a question, I think, of the authorities, one, having the political will to enforce these laws and these rules that everybody is very much aware of. And secondly, following through with them and holding the individual officers as well as the higher authorities accountable for the acts of violence. Whether that is something that is actually going to be done and will be done is another question, but those are the steps that really need to be taken.